the unmistakable sound of St. James Infirmary. Kurt and Brianna, you guys are both songwriters, but doing a CD inspired by New Orleans led you right to this old song, St. James Infirmary.
Oh, it's a great story. I mean, and there's so many versions. You know, I'd known the Cab Calloway version, and we went there and went to Preservation Hall and saw the band play that. You know, they're fantastic, and there's a lot of history there. And then you dig in, and there's so many versions with different lyrics, and, you know, sometimes it's called the Gambler's Blues, and there's different names of the song. But I had recorded a version of that, and a real traditional version, and didn't really plan on doing anything with it. And Brianna had heard it, and we were talking about what we're going to do on the new album. She said, well, that's the sound. This is what we got to do on this new record. And I was like, I don't know, really? I mean, this is kind of outside of our wheelhouse a little bit. And sure enough, it was definitely the inspiration for the rest of the album.
It was mandatory.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So young, so cold, and so fair. 17 cold black stallions were hitched to a rubber-tied hack. 7 girls gone to the graveyard. Only 6 of them are coming back. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she may search this whole wide world and never find another man like me.
Focused on New Orleans as you are, you go into a store in New Orleans and, oh, there's this little love potion bottle on the shelves. Totally. All that stuff.
That's how I got her, by the way. It works. Try it, people.
Just wait till it wears off.
Yeah. You want to get more.
The reality or unreality of voodoo kind of hangs over everything. It's a reference point that you cannot avoid.
So much material about voodoo, and what is it, you know? We took a tour of graveyards, and their tombs are above ground, and there's Marie Laveau's tomb. We were walking around that night, and I just thought, who is this Marie Laveau woman? Who is this? She's everywhere in this city, and so I started digging, and there's a lot of folklore, but there's a lot of historical facts on her too, and I just thought that I would write a song for her. I mean, she seems super important, and she struck a chord with me, and so I wrote a song for her called Voodoo. She was the voodoo priestess of New Orleans.
What is there about her career that really grabbed you and you put in the song?
That people would travel hundreds of miles to come visit her.
And why would they visit her?
Well, they'd visit her because they needed help. They were desperate. One story I read about this woman's son was on trial for murdering someone, and she needed her son to be excused from that. And so she was going to Marie Laveau to ask for her guidance, for her to clear the air on his trial. And I was like, whoa, that's folklore, historical, whatever it is, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, it's fun. The truth is, though, that Brianna is actually a zombie, and that's why she's so drawn to this.
I can't help it.
Creole woman, won't you hear my plea? I need some black cat magic. They say you're the queen. I traveled far across Lake Pontchartrain. Lost my joy, all I feel is pain. Spirit forces coming from the bayou. Dr. John, they say he taught you. You do that hoodoo.
are speaking with Brianna and Kurt of the Jorgensens, and the current project of theirs is called The Lexington Stretch. The songs are based on experiences in New Orleans, and one of the names of New Orleans is Storyville. What caused you to write the song Storyville?
I think that, the city itself sort of teases you to write a song like Storyville if you're a writer. There's so much history, so much folklore. It's just easy. I mean, it's just, for me, it's a song that kind of wrote itself. It's a song about coming from someplace cold like Minnesota. And, you know, I grew up in Stillwater, Minnesota. So when you go from a place like that to New Orleans, it's quite a culture change and maybe even a culture shock. In the song, we meet the ghost of Louis Armstrong when we're walking on the streets. And it's just the imagery in the city. And I think that, the history and the folklore, it just makes it easy subject for a writer.
I swear I heard the sound of Louis Armstrong on the beat. I met the ghost of Satchmo down on a Bourbon Street. So take me back to New Orleans. I'm gonna find myself a sweet, sweet gypsy queen. 'Cause mama, it's time to groove. Move on and find a place where the gypsy moon shine in the middle of June down in Storyville, USA. Deep down in Storyville, USA.
The Jorgensens CD release event is at Como Lakeside Pavilion in St. Paul, 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, September 14th. For information about Brianna and Kurt and the Jorgensens, it's jorgensens.com. That's jorgensens.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.